countries.
Madam Vice President, I'm delivering this statement on behalf of Australia, New Zealand, and my own country, Canada. We recognize the integral role families can play in the enjoyment of the human rights of their members. Healthy families in all their diverse forms are supportive units, providing love, safety, security, care, and empowerment to their members. The protection of the family must not be invoked to oppress or control any of the members of a family, whether based on age, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or any other basis. States should provide enabling environments for all families to protect and promote the human rights of their members. Family-friendly policies should take a human rights-based approach, advance gender equality, and prevent discrimination. A family-friendly policy is ensuring universal access to comprehensive sexual and reproductive health and rights, ending child early and forced marriage and female genital mutilation, addressing women's and girls' disproportionate responsibility for unpaid care and domestic work, encouraging women's equitable participation in the labor force, including through paid maternity and parental leave, supporting families to promote and protect the rights of persons with disabilities, and ending all forms of family, domestic, and sexual violence and other harmful practices. Those are family-friendly policies. When families are safe places of equity, diversity, empowerment, and inclusion, they provide the foundation for the realization of human rights and the sustainable development goals. I thank you.